This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Confirmed coronavirus infections are continuing to soar in many parts of the United States and Europe. So has anger over the restrictions governments put in place to try to stem the tide and avoid overwhelming hospitals. Oklahoma, Illinois, and Michigan states were among those announcing new record highs in daily confirmed cases Saturday, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. German authorities reported a record one-day total of new coronavirus cases this weekend, while leaders in Spain and Italy debated how to control the resurgent virus amid public pushback to curfews despite a global death toll topping 1.1 million people. President Donald Trump assured supporters packed shoulder to shoulder at a trio of rallies Saturday that we're rounding the turn on the coronavirus. That's in spite of spiking cases and word that the vice president's top aide is now infected. Mr. Trump also mocked his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, for raising alarms about the pandemic in a rally of his own. Saturday, Biden told supporters that he understands the public health reasons for campaigning at a distance. The White House says that Vice President Mike Pence plans to maintain an aggressive campaign schedule this week, despite his exposure to a top aide who tested positive for the coronavirus. The vice president's office says that under Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria, Pence is considered a close contact of his chief of staff, Mark Short, but will not quarantine. The vice president's office says Pence does not have to quarantine because he is considered an essential worker. Pence himself has tested negative thus far. This is VOA News. Less than 2 weeks before the U.S. presidential election, U.S. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are making the rounds in key battleground states. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Speaking at a rally in Lumberton, North Carolina, a day after the U.S. set a single-day record of more than 83,000 coronavirus infections, President Trump says the caseload is high because of the amount of testing being done.
It gives the fake news media something to talk about. So they say cases are up in the United States. That's because we tested.
Addressing supporters in Bristol, Pennsylvania, Joe Biden says Friday's record number of COVID-19 infections contradicts what the president has been saying.
At the debate on Thursday night, Donald Trump said and is still saying, we're rounding the corner.
Biden says Trump cares more about the stock market than the American people, while Trump says a Biden presidency would delay the development of a COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Mike Hempen.
The death toll from the suicide attack Saturday in Afghanistan's capital rose to at least 18 and 57 wounded, including students, the Interior Ministry said. Afghan security officials separately announced on Saturday that a senior al-Qaeda commander had been killed in a recent operation in the country's east. Saturday's explosion in the capital struck outside an education center in a heavily Shiite neighborhood in western Kabul. Interior Ministry Tariq Aryan says that the attacker was trying to enter the center when he was stopped by security guards. Demonstrators dressed as chickens, a cow, and President Donald Trump gathered in London to protest a proposed U.S.-Britain trade deal that activists say will lower food safety standards. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Some 50 people assembled near the Houses of Parliament to protest the ongoing negotiations for the trade deal, which the UK government is counting on to cushion the impact of Britain's departure from the European Union. Demonstrators are worried the agreement will relax rules for food imports from the US. One protester wore an oversized Trump head and carried a giant syringe to highlight concerns that beef treated with hormones could be sold in the UK. Critics are also worried about the importation of chickens washed in chlorine. Zaria Shackley, London.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett won crucial backing when one of the last Republican holdouts against filling the seat so close to the election day announced support ahead of confirmation votes expected Monday. Senator Lisa Murkowski declared her support Saturday as the Senate worked through a rare weekend session that's set to continue this Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.